See, this is a child that refused to grow up. He doesn't want to understand anything. He just, you know, he just wants to deal with himself. He wants to reveal his own personal opinion. In other words, sometimes when you're trying to give understanding, here's what a fool does. A fool's not really listening to you. He's just listening to see when you're going to shut up so he can say what he wants to say about himself. Okay, and you have to be careful to identify that kind of a person. You know, I'm trying to say something to help you. And most of the time, it'll go like this. You're saying something to try to give him understanding, and he says, yeah, but, uh-oh, he's just zeroed out everything you said, and now he's getting ready to reveal his own self. And then most of the time, I'll talk to somebody, and they come back with, yeah, but, I just, okay, whatever. Because, see, an excuse is just indicating that you're average and that you're unteachable. Every time somebody gives you a correction, you want to give an excuse, it's just identifying that you're really not teachable in the first place. And the scripture calls that kind of a person a fool. Now, look what else he said in verse 6. He said, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. For a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Now that word stroke, now listen to this in the Amplified. He says, a self-confident fool's lips bring contention, and his mouth invites a beating. You ever met somebody run their mouth, somebody they asking for it? Says his mouth invites a beating, and a self-confident fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to himself. It's a trap to himself. And so the scripture says, now this same guy that refuses to grow up is this same fool. Look at Proverbs chapter 20 and 3. Verse 3 says, it's an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling or will quarrel. Fools love fussing. God says it's honorable to cease from strife. Fools love fussing. Now, I've learned this lesson from my wife. She just won't fuss with me. There'll be time I'm wanting to have a good fight. She won't do it. Well, how you gonna fight if ain't nobody to fight with? And so I end up looking like a fool in the closet fighting with myself. And every now and then she'll come in and looking at me like, isn't that sad? He's sitting up here fighting with himself, and I go see if any of the kids doing something worthy for me to fuss with them on, you know. don't do that. The Bible says to cease from strife is honorable. It's the fool that quarrels. It's the fool that's every time you're looking around, want to fuss about something, quarrel about something. Well, you can end that by not participating, especially in marriages. You don't have to quarrel. Just don't participate. You know, your husband feel like fighting, just tell him, I'm not fighting today. Would you walk away from me? No, I'm not gonna fight with you today. I'm gonna love you today. Okay? I'm gonna love you today, Suku. Start treating him like a child and he'll just melt. He'll just melt. Taffy did that to me one time. She says, oh, baby, you don't feel good. Don't put your hands in my face. I don't know where your hands. Don't put your hands in my face. The baby don't feel good. See, the Bible says a soft answer curbs wrath. Wise men know how to do that, you know. But fools will quarrel and they'll fuss. The fools are those who refuse to grow up. And like children who love fighting and fussing and quarreling in the back seat of the car, don't touch me, don't breathe on me, don't look at me. You turn around, stop, stop, stop. If you say one more word, I'm gonna pull over and I'm gonna beat all of you. And you hear me in the back, go on, leave me alone. And to think, I couldn't wait till I heard what y'all sound like when y'all were talking, you know. And they were baby, oh, I can't wait to hear them just talk to each other. Oh, isn't that cute? They fussing with it. Ain't cute no more, is it?